woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
So it's going to be a stormy morning. 27 degrees for the high. It already feels like that, but it's only 20. And there's ways for you now to win $1,000 just for listening to 99.9 Virgin Radio. Have you heard of the 99.9 Virgin Radio Summer Side Hustle, which starts in exactly an hour?
I have heard, and I am interested.
Okay, so you listen every weekday from, at 8, 10, 12, 2, and 4, and 6 o'clock as well, for the 1K keyword. When you hear that 1K keyword, go to 99.9virginradio.ca and enter the word for your chance to qualify to win $1,000 cash every day at 7:45. Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax, that would be us, are announcing another 1K winner from the day before. So tomorrow morning, 45 minutes from now, we're going to hook you up with the first $1,000, and it's every day after that. All you have to do is get in the draw every single day with 99.9 Virgin Radio. And in the meantime, TJ's on vacation, so we're only checking in with producer Jesse and Jax today. Jax, what's up?
I'd like to give out a little shout out to Hamilton. I bopped around Barton Street yesterday, which has, I have to say, like Toronto, we are doing a lot of things right, but like Barton Street in Hamilton has some of the best outdoor patios I've ever seen. And listen, patio games are strong all over the place right now, but I think we need to step it up.
Yeah.
Love Hamilton.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. Producer Jesse?
Every year on Father's Day, I remember one thing when I look at social media. Will Smith has another child.
Oh, right.
Trey Smith. Will Smith posted a picture with his two famous children, Jaden and Willow, and then also Trey. And I was
Sweet Trey.
Yeah, there's another Smith child.
Well, I wonder, what is he like? What do you think he does? Is he in finance?
Just live off that Will Smith money.
I know. I mean, at least Jaden and Willow are trying to come
out.
I think. Anyway, okay. Well, that's good.
Shout out Trey.
Now, we have something that we need to talk about in a couple of songs that is important to Canada and where we're going in the future. And it's something that all the major broadcast partners have gotten together on. And it's to raise money for an incredible cause. We want to tell you about that at 7:08 on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We want to tell you about June 30th. We're going to call it a day to listen. And we are partnering with every other radio station in the country, 400 radio stations.
Incredible.
From across Canada. That's Bell, that's Chorus, that's Rogers, Stingray, everybody. And it's in partnership with Gord Downie, the Gord Downie and Cheney Wenjack Fund. And Canadians are invited to kind of learn more about you go to downiewenjack.ca, but essentially, here's the deal. A day to listen is one of those, it's such an important thing because obviously, the announcement that we found 215 children that were buried without a grave outside of a residential school
and
in Kamloops.
And they continue. Yep.
It's kind of a reminder of all of the history that we have yet to uncover about a really ugly part of what Canada was. And we'll remain being until we deal with it. You are these things until you take responsibility for them and move on from them. And we are in very, very early stages of beginning to scratch the surface of taking a responsibility for what's going on. So the whole point of this is to create a pathway towards reconciliation, improve the lives of Indigenous people by building awareness, education, and connections across the country for all Canadians. Obviously, donations can be accepted through text, visiting local radio station websites, including ours. And obviously, this is going to be a very, very important day. So June 30th, mark it on your calendar. We want to amplify Indigenous voices. It's long overdue.
Absolutely.
And it's called A Day to Listen, and it's going to be a great one. So we're talking about, it's going to have stories from Indigenous leaders, residential school survivors, and I think that's a key one, elders, musicians, and teachers throughout the day from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
And I love that because it is exactly that. We're listening, and that's one of the most important things to do, you know, amplification and learning and sharing resources, but most importantly, listening. And that's one thing that as a country we need to do more of.
Yeah. So we're stepping out of the way. Again, it's June 30th, Wednesday, and you're going to hear stuff like that all day everywhere across the country. There's not an outlet that's not going to have it, and I think that's so spectacular.
It's wonderful because we all the broadcasters coming together on something like this is not only like important, it's imperative. I love this.
Right, 100%. And you can check out, again, it's DowneyWenjackFund.com.
Incredible.
For details on that, and to make an early donation as well,
because
they are going to be soliciting for it, and rightfully so. We have some work to do. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Taylor Swift is coming out with another new album. Now, the second iteration of Red, huge album.
Oh, yeah.
Will come out November 19th. She said, "I've always said the world is a different place for the heartbroken." And you go, Taylor, for God's sakes, do you need to speak that way? Imagine being at a party. "I've always said that the world is a different place for the heartbroken."
Her long captions kill me.
Oh, my God. "It moves on a different axis, at a different speed. Time skips backwards and forwards fleetingly. The heartbroken might go thousands." Whatever, you get it.
Yeah.
Now, you can go read it if you care that much about it. Now, I love what she's doing with these re-records.
Absolutely.
Because they sound amazing. Plus, sticks it to Scooter Braun a little bit, which I kind of love too. And, you know, her captions I'm not crazy about.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about this album is it goes from 16 songs to
30
songs.
And one of the songs she confirmed in her caption there is going to be 10 minutes long. 10 minutes. 10 minutes of heartbreak.
She's just
and
literally
sadness.
Like Led Zeppelin here.
I love it. I love it though. I want anything Taylor's going to give me.
Well, okay.
It's drama.
So this is the album, in case you're wondering, with "I Knew You Were Trouble," 22, "We're Never Getting Back Together," those types of songs. And there's some really, and also actually "Begin Again," which is a great song. And it's about, the whole album's about heartbreak. And then "Begin Again" is the last song, which kind of is like, love is beginning again. You know what I mean?
Here, the cycle continues.
Well, what I'm curious about with some of these songs, because obviously when you're a singer-songwriter like Taylor Swift, you're probably writing between 30 and 50 new songs for every album.
Oh, for sure.
And then you pare it down to the top 15 or 16. Oftentimes when artists come out and they release the extended cuts or the demos or whatever, you go, okay, I understand where you're sort of going with that song, but there's a reason it didn't make the album. It's not that good.
I don't think that's... See, the thing with Taylor is she can A, write a song in like a half an hour, and B, like they're all really good usually. Like she's an incredible songwriter. So I'd be more worried maybe if it was another artist, but I'm pretty sure most of the things she puts out are like usually 10 out of 10.
So, and we were having this conversation off the air in the studio. Our question to you is, okay, so Taylor Swift has came out with two albums last year.
Yeah.
She's come out
new
with...
New albums. Yeah.
Two re-records this year she's coming out with. She's going to do all of that. And then you know at the end of all of this, she's going to have like another new album.
It's time. It's time for another album.
Well, hold on. I'm just going to say, could we be overexposed at that point?
Here's the thing, is Taylor doesn't care.
she's
doesn't
gonna
care.
She's going to work anyway,
That's
damn it.
Right.
All right. All right. Just ask. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You can buy art made by Kyle Lowry, but you'll never actually physically have the copy.
And it's probably really expensive.
Yeah, yeah. NFT is what it is. Now, every time we do this, because a lot of people still don't know what NFTs are. Producer Jesse, one more time on the NFT.
It's proof that you own a digital piece. So in terms of this will be like a JPEG, and there'll be proof that you own this image on your computer. So then it essentially turns it into art.
Right. And it's similar to like a SIN number on a car, only it's digital only. And you own, there might be many, 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 many recreations, right? It's like the Mona Lisa. Yeah. But there's only one original, and you would own the original. And that's why these things are sort of worth so much money. Now, Kyle Lowry's, part of his is going to the Lowry Love Foundation, which is awesome.
I love that.
But it's, I love this. It's the championship through his eyes. So a couple years ago, obviously, the Raptors won the championship. And a lot of the art has to do with what it looked like from his perspective, which I think is kind of cool.
And something you can't imagine yourself. Like, to be in those shoes, to be in those eyes, that'd be wild.
Now, one thing that I'm a little if I was going to bid on one of these things...
Mm-hmm.
My question is, because the whole thing with art is that it can be a talking piece. It's a bit of a ostentatious sort of show-off piece when people come to your house. At least I assume, because I don't have any. But, you know, there are cultured people with art who would show you that.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so how do you show this off? How do you, if you're going to buy and spend like, because there's people that have bought memes recently for like $700,000.
Yeah, it's wild. Or YouTube videos.
How do you show that off?
So, with this, what did you say before we went on air?
I don't know.
That you wanted to maybe buy one.
I do want to maybe buy something, yes.
You won't be able to buy one because they're going to go, it's going to go for upwards of $10,000.
Okay, I will definitely not be able to buy one.
And the people who are spending that kind of money on these things will be able to take this digital, if it's going to be, it's going to be like a movie and you're going to see all the whole thing. They're going to take that and they're going to frame it in like an iPad and they're going to hang it on the wall. You know,
yeah, that's
if I had that money to spend 10 plus grand on this digital piece, that's what I would do just, with that afterwards.
Just buy a TV with your rotating arch on it.
I'm going to be like, come over and see my MacBook Air with my meme on it. Come on.
Right?
My 2012 computer.
That's what you do.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay. Then it turns into a talking
piece.
That's
too much money. That's just too much money to even,
I know. It's, you know, I do wonder.
Yeah.
Because there seem to be a lot of people with that kind of money. Mm-hmm. What are they doing? Do you know what? Do you want to just ask rich people, like, hey, so
what's up?
What's up? Like, how'd that happen?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Anyway, so that will be going on sale here very, very soon. Check out Kyle Lauer's Instagram for it.
Man.
And be jealous of the prices. 10,000? Is that what they're
upwards.
Starting at?
Oh, upwards.
God. All right. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Who better to ring in the summer solstice than Lorde? Lorde has teased that she has upcoming music with a solstice style song or video. We aren't quite sure yet. She put up this like 20-second clip on her socials last night, which either means she's going to put out new music or she's casting a spell. We aren't entirely sure. She did just release a new song a couple of weeks ago called Solar Power. A lot of fans thinking that her new album is coming up in this summer. Hopefully, this will be her first album in 4 years since Melodrama. So, yeah, she's back.
It's time.
It's about time. Will Smith says he's finally ready to release his memoir, which actually I'm kind of interested in. He's apparently been working on the book for 2 years, and he's co-authoring it with the same author as this like huge hit seller, The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F.
Oh, Mark Manson.
Yeah. Mark Manson, yeah. So he's going to be telling a story about his life and his career, how he was, of course, raised in West Philly and being launched into superstardom.
Yeah, there's a couple... There's a couple like touch points in that book I think everybody's going to know. I want to know, you know, what things were like behind the scenes on Fresh Prince. I also want to know, because he rarely talks about, and producer Jesse brought it up earlier this morning, he's got another son.
Yeah.
Like he had a whole nother relationship before Jada. And like, let's hear a little more about Trey Smith. Like what happened there? And he wrote Just the Two of Us about him and his kid. And like, you know what I mean? Like I want to know what, some of those things. And obviously, I will be interested. Remember last year with Jada saying that she had the affair?
I want to know about his marriage.
Like, I want to know, too.
Absolutely.
I want to get what's up with that.
Hopefully some juicy gossip coming out of that. Girl Scouts haven't sold enough cookies, and we're letting them down. We're letting the children down. So they have an unusual problem. 15 million boxes of unsold cookies have been reported. The 109-year-old organization says the coronavirus, of course, has been the main culprit. They haven't been able to sell as much cookies. So if you care about children, buy more cookies. And they do have a 12-month shelf life. So you can buy cookies and store them or freeze them or make some sort of cookie crumble. I know that we bought a lot on the show and I ate an entire box in a day and I didn't talk to you about it.
The mint chip ones are the best. Put them in the freezer.
Turn off your mic.
The
vanilla. Vanilla.
No.
Vanilla.
No.
And that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
Thank you, Jax. Really appreciate that. And how about this? $1,000 just for listening to 99.9 Virgin Radio. Your summer side hustle keyword. The very first one to kick off the contest is going to be at 8 o'clock.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What's it like when you hear your own voice on a voicemail? Does it trip you out a little bit?
I always like redo my voicemails like 3 times.
Really?
Like, my greetings. Oh yeah, I hate it. And I talk on the radio, but I'm still like, oh.
Yeah. See,
ew, yuck.
There was a point at which like, and I think it, yeah, it comes from talking on the air and then having to hear yourself back over and over and again, where you kind of get numb to that.
Yeah.
But we don't sound in our own head like we actually do in real life. So when we hear ourselves recorded, our voices are always a little bit higher than we thought they were.
Oh.
Because in your head, it echoes a little bit deeper than it does in real life.
Interesting.
And which is why a lot of people hate listening to themselves, which is interesting, yeah. Right? Billie Eilish is one of them. Billie Eilish writes songs and does not listen to them anymore. And she says, it's not because I don't like them anymore. I don't know how to explain this, but all the songs on every album feel like a specific time because that's where they were when I wrote them.
Okay.
And it's funny for the rest of the world, it's going to feel like it was a certain moment for them, but that's going to be a different moment than mine. Such a weird, weird thing to wrap my head around, and I love it. That's the reason you do this. It's for that. It's to create that moment for other people.
She has such an interesting relationship with her music. It's like in the documentary, like she hates writing music. She hates the whole process of going through lyrics. Like her brother Phineas writes all of her music. But even just the act of like working out lyrics or like what will fit better, what will sound better, what will rhyme better, she hates all of it. So not
really?
Only does like, I don't know what, I think she likes touring. Like I'm not sure what like, part of the process she does like.
She's like she hates interviews.
Yeah.
She
yeah.
hates writing the music.
Yeah.
It's like, what's funny, that is funny.
She loves her fans and loves touring. That's about it. Yeah, she just loves her fans. That's
it. And then there's certain bands, and I maybe Billy's not them, but there's certain bands that are like, God, if I have to play this one hit that I wrote 25 years ago one more time, I'm gonna have to stop touring
so
forever.
Annoying.
Well, and I wondered about that. Like, after a while, you know, because we all go to work and have days where you're just in autopilot.
Yeah.
So I wondered, you know, with artists, there must be concerts where they're like, total autopilot. Yeah. Just can't bring it tonight.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do my best, and there's 20,000 people here to see me, but I don't like my job tonight.
This is a Wednesday of the week, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like that vibe, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. It's crazy. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with Doja Cat.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Just because it's everyday life and it's normal and most people are doing it does not mean that your stubborn grandparents or even your parents are going to jump on board with it. Now, we got some text messages at 999999 that I love here. One from Oshawa. My mom will not pump gas for her car. My dad or I always have to drive the car to the gas station, fill it for her.
Atta girl.
Now, wait a second. That's not a new thing. Like, pumping gas has been around for 100 plus years at this point.
No, I respect that. You want an attendant to do it.
Yeah.
I respect that.
You know what?
Yeah.
Attendants used to do it.
I respect that. Atta girl.
Number two from Alliston. My in-laws absolutely refused to online bank. They also threw a fit when banks announced they were canceling bank books.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
bank books?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That brings us to producer Jesse, who is the reason we're bringing this topic up. You went and saw your father for Father's Day.
I did, and I discovered that he purchased an extension for his laptop that adds a CD drive, because most modern laptops don't come with a CD drive, specifically so that he could burn CDs of the music he likes. Because he's from Trinidad, so he listens to a lot of Calypso, and he likes listening to it in the car, and he still burns his CDs. And I said, Dad, give me your phone. I'll load on Spotify. Yeah. You can use my account. You just listen to music for free all the time.
Yeah,
it's all on your phone. You don't need to burn your CDs anymore.
Nope.
And he said, Nope, that's too complicated.
He won't do it.
No.
It's so easy.
That's what I tried to explain.
Easy to him is burning his Calypso CDs.
He said it's so easy to burn the CDs.
I think there is a thing, too, from that generation where they like a specific song to come after a song that...
Yeah.
Like, you know, like when you used to burn CDs, you knew what song was coming after the song you were on.
Totally.
And there was like a vibe that you were on, an energy you were on, whereas Spotify like flips the playlist
up
so much.
You can create a playlist.
You can.
That just plays in order.
No.
You can make a digital CD.
But where what are you gonna do with this big CD jacket, Jesse?
I don't know.
If it's not falling around the car. And your dad's got a really nice car, too.
He does,
Does it have a CD player in it, for sure?
It does.
The Corvette does have a CD player. All right. Just want to make sure.
My mom, she has an iPad. She has a laptop. But my mother calls Environment Canada, like, on the telephone.
What?
To find out, like, the Halifax airport weather, to listen to the airport weather on the phone. And she puts it on speakerphone, and then she sits there and listens to it. It's like, and it's a robot's voice, right? So it's like, today's temperature will be, and she's done it ever since I was a baby. Like, I can remember the voice in my head.
So she won't just Google it?
And she's literally watching CTV all the time, so they have, like, the weather on it. But she's like, no, I have to call. Because it's just better that way, I guess.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
She's the only one keeping that weather service alive, I think.
I literally think she is.
My mom... A couple of years ago, my mom has this thing where she cleans relentlessly. Mm-hmm. And so her house is clean, but she's constantly getting rid of stuff. And a couple of years ago, she decided that she did not need a laptop anymore. And I said, Mom, everyone needs a laptop. And then she's like, no, I don't ever use it. I'm like, well, when was the last time you tried? Well, it's too complicated. Yeah. I'm like, Mom, you have a Mac. It's not complicated. It's actually really easy. And so now... She's at a point where she needs a laptop. So I think she's now reconsidering that and potentially looking at maybe getting one again in the next year or so. The problem with my mom is, though, where does it go? It's not getting the computer.
Yeah.
The thing must have a place before it can enter the house.
Must be tidy.
Yeah. It's extremely coming from.
It's anal retentive. Yeah. Let's be honest. It's not a. It's a bit of a thing that we have.
Don't you dare bring dust over. Okay.
100%.
Don't you dare.
Oh my God! You wouldn't believe how many old candles I get. Oh. Now, here's what we need: 999-999 to text or 416-872-9999. What we want to know is what your parents refuse to learn. And by the way, we're getting some text messages, Jesse. Yeah. Shout out to your dad. I'm from Trinidad as well.
Yay!
All the Trinity's out.
Yeah.
Shout out Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, baby.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jack.
So producer Jesse goes home and sees his dad yesterday and finds out that his dad still burns CDs and had to buy a CD burner attachment for his new laptop because no computer comes with a CD jack anymore, or whatever they're called. What are they even? Not a jack.
CD drive.
Drive. There you go. So we wanted to know what your parents or your grandparents are still hanging on to that really doesn't make any sense anymore. But you know. Ugh. So what are the text messages saying?
A text from the 289. My 78-year-old dad refuses to own a cell phone. Frustrating at times, but smart man who isn't always reachable. Retirement goals.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, like that's all.
I'm throwing my iPhone in the lake if I retire. Yeah. Things are too expensive. I'm not sure it's ever going to happen, but it's gone. Goodbye.
I love this one from the 289. My 82-year-old Portuguese mother-in-law won't use her new oven because it's digital, not the turn knobs like her old one. She refuses to watch and listen when we give her a tutorial. We even have the language setting in Portuguese, but she won't use it. She's probably an incredible cook baker, and she doesn't want to deal with it.
Get her what she wants because listen, Portuguese people and their kitchens, because they always have multiple kitchens. Yeah. You know this. Yeah. You know the rule about Portuguese kitchens, right?
No.
Okay, so you go to, especially in Little Portugal, you'll see some of the older houses here in Toronto. So they'll have a kitchen upstairs.
Yeah.
On the main floor, they got so you walk in, you see a kitchen. It's beautiful. There is a kitchen upstairs near the master bedroom usually, and then there's a kitchen in the basement. The kitchen in the basement is for the family member that isn't married yet, that lives in the basement. The kitchen upstairs is the kitchen, the kitchen upstairs is the one that you use for cooking. The kitchen on the main floor is for entertaining. You never touch anything in that kitchen.
Triple kitchen.
Absolutely.
I respect that.
And so you get her.
Yeah.
Oven back.
Yeah.
All right? Because you need her. You need that kind of food in your life.
You do. You just need her.
It's ridiculous.
I like this one too. Text from the 905. My dad refused to get rid of his old 8-track cassette tapes. You needed a suitcase to store them in the car. The entire dashboard was taken up with a slot to play them. But he kept all the tapes even though it's obsolete.
And I think actually with those, you can actually sell them for big money. Although
He
probably wouldn't. No. Yeah, there are people out there who are collecting those.
Text line is 705 here too. Typing. My dad's a realtor and still does the index, you know, like the 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hunt and peck?
Yeah. He writes up his offers like that.
Oh my God.
I love that.
Real estate offers are like 30 pages long.
I know, yeah. Oh, that's so badass. I love that a lot.
Well, listen, keep them coming. 999-999. We're going to throw this up on Instagram as well.
Yeah.
And if you see it there, feel free to share it with your parents
if they're able
to see it and maybe get them on the new thing. Yeah.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Taylor Swift has a new album for us. Yes, she does. This is going to be the second re-recorded album. She is going to be doing Red, which came out in 2012. And it does look like it's not going to have the 16 songs that she originally put out, but it's going to have 30 songs.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're kind of like nervous that maybe that's too many songs, but it's Taylor Swift. She can write whatever, and it's always going to be good. Mm-hmm. So it'll probably be fantastic. It's also going to feature a 10-minute song, so just a Led Zeppelin style song that's just going to go on forever. Do you have a trouble with hiccups? Adam, do you have trouble with hiccups?
Yeah, I do. And I have this fear when I get them that there's that they're going to be here forever, because there's like that one random story of the guy who got hiccups and then had them for 10 years and no one could figure out why.
Well, he better talk to this new product because it's called Hickaway. There's actually now a straw that will instantly cure your hiccups. It doesn't really say how it works and it's probably dangerous, but it's an L-shaped straw that's now on the market. It's $14. It has like an adjustable pressure valve on one end. And then,
what are you supposed to do?
So you sip water out of it and it'll get rid of the hiccups. So you know how they say like drink water to get rid of your hiccups? This like puts air in the water or something that will get rid of your hiccups.
Okay.
I read it from a publication in the UK, and I'm going to trust that this is how it's going to work, right? All right. Center Island. or should I say, what's the amusement park on Center Island,
yeah.
Centerville, is now going to be opening. We can go there and enjoy. It's probably going to be packed for the next couple weeks, but yeah, it's going to be entering or opening for part of step two with the provincial reopening.
Did it even open last year?
It didn't at all. None of the island was like properly open, I do believe.
Right.
I think parts of it were, but ferries, restaurant, patios, and beaches on the Toronto Islands are now operating on the summer schedule. Some of the spots are already open, including like the Beach Bar, the Beaver Tail Stand, and the Island Greek Bar. Also, the Petting Zoo is going to be opening along with like the Ferris wheels, log flume, bumper cars, also small roller coasters and rides for kids as well. Riverdale Park, Riverdale Farm is opening now too. So the animals and the rides are coming back. So that's what's trending. I'm Jax.
I have a question. You ever been?
I went as a small baby child.
To Centerville?
Yeah, but I wasn't like big enough to get on the real rides.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. I think we need to take you this summer.
Oh God.
Because you need to, if you are truly a Torontonian, you've been to Centerville once, you can remember sparse parts of it, but you can't really remember it that well. And I'm sure...
You know I don't like rides.
Well, I don't think the rides in Center Island are going to be that crazy, but we're going to go.
The flume looks scary.
And then we're gonna take a little water taxi over. We're going to go, and then we're going to have a nice little picnic. And Mom and Dad are going to be mad about something together. It'll be great.
Meet you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay. It's what happens.
All right.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio with the weekend.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm just going to be straight up with you. I'm extremely jealous about this one thing. And that one thing is kids with talent and focus.
Yeah.
I had neither talent nor focus.
Discipline.
And because kids with talent and focus can actually do some amazing things. Like just in the artist's arena alone, but you could look at athletes. Like to be a top flight athlete, you have to have talent and focus. And you have to have it from like the age of two. Anybody that gets drafted in the OHL and then gets into the NHL or whatever, like that's next level. But you look at artists too, like Justin Bieber, famous at 14, 15?
Like 13, yeah.
And he was extremely talented.
Yeah.
And he's stuck around. He's got the longevity. You can see that, right? Another person on that would be Taylor Swift. I think her first album
like
came out when she was
15 years old. Yeah.
Yeah. Like she had like double platinum albums at 18.
Wild, wild.
So the next person on that list of people that I'm extremely jealous of because they're talented from an extremely young age, Olivia Rodrigo.
She's a machine.
She just graduated high school this past weekend.
Like, what? And she has easily the biggest year musically ever.
Yeah. Driver's License was huge.
Yeah.
Good For You is the biggest song on the radio and the biggest song on TikTok right now.
Problem Sour is just beating records left, right, and center.
And she was already successful because she was already on High School Musical, the Musical's High School, or something like that.
What is it called,
Producer Desi? Yeah,
it's High School Musical, the series. Get it right.
Now, you watched that, right?
It's decent.
Okay, yeah, because you're a High School Musical guy.
I love High School Musical.
Yeah. Gotta get your head in the game. Now, I just want to know from everybody in this room, and you can text this to us at 999992, where were you at personally and success-wise at the end of high school? So you're 18 years old, you're Olivia Rodrigo's age, it's June 21st, school is basically over.
Okay.
Where were you, what were you at that point?
I was a Sobeys baker.
You were so bitch. What was your specialty, Jax, in the Sobeys bakery?
Taking frozen things out of the freezer and then getting them set for the real bakers the next morning.
Oh, yeah. So you didn't actually do any baking?
No, like I did like par bake. Like those bakers are actual real bakers.
Well, yeah, you had to go to school for that.
Yeah, and I would just get their stuff ready and then ask the guys in the meat department to do liquor runs for me.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's what I would
do.
Yeah.
That's okay. Shoulder tapping. I like that. Jesse?
I was very awkward, and I didn't have a lot of friends, but I remember I was very proud of myself at the end of high school because I got into my goal of going to Ryerson University.
Yay!
I got into the RTA program, which was very difficult to get into, so I was very proud of myself, even though I was very awkward and weird.
Did you go right after high school?
Yeah, I went right to Ryerson, yeah.
I had a shared goal with Jesse at the end of high school, even though we're, what, six years different?
Yeah.
No, four?
Is it four? Yeah, okay. Four. Yeah, so 4 years previously, I also had the goal of getting into radio and television arts at Ryerson.
Yeah.
I did not get in.
You know
but
what?
But they're like, hey, wait a second. You can still come here.
Yeah.
We're going to put you in arts and contemporary studies, which is basically like philosophy light. And I was out of my depth, as you could imagine. So it didn't last long in university for me. And I also worked at Brennan O'Brien Landscapes.
Brennan O'Brien.
You know, so here's Olivia Rodrigo has two number one hits. And you were a baker.
Yep.
Did you work?
I was unemployed.
You were unemployed. And I was working at Brendan O'Brien Landscapes.
Hot.
Yeah.
A lawn guy.
Yeah, that's I was the lawn man. And I, by the way, at the end of high school, I also want to point out I still had braces.
Oh.
So
that's a
just sexy.
That's a look.
Yeah. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How was your proposal? Did it go well? Because listen, I know that everybody likes to say their proposal was perfect, but the odds are not every proposal can be perfect. Like some of them are like...
A mess.
A mess.
Yeah.
And was it done in the right place? So here's the question. Did you get it done at one of the most romantic places in Toronto?
No, these lists.
This is a list put together by a wedding planner in Toronto.
Okay.
And here they are. In no particular order. Hotel X.
Okay, yeah.
Now, what would be romantic about Hotel X?
They have some pretty amazing views, do they not?
So if you're up on like the second patio there.
Yeah.
Now, Hotel X is the one near the exhibition, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Okay, all
right. I've never been there, but I hear it's gorgeous.
That's where they kept all the NHL players last year when they had the playoffs here in the bubble.
Oh.
Yeah, and apparently they weren't focused on hockey, that's
okay.
For sure.
Okay, okay.
Number two, and this one I can get, Casa Loma.
Oh, that's so romantic.
So do you go to like, do you take the cheap route and you do it outside the fence at Casa Loma? Or do you like go to Blue Bloods, the restaurant, and like actually...
No, I'd do it outside. On the front lawn, that's where I'd do it. Yeah.
Number three, Trillium Park, which I've never been to.
I have not been to Trillium Park.
Producer
either.
Jesse, Trillium Park. Never been to Trillium Park. Okay, gonna have to check that out.
Not romantic enough.
Number four, and this doesn't surprise me because it's in Scarborough, one of the most romantic, wonderful places on earth, the Bluffs.
Oh, yeah, that's gorgeous.
It is. The thing with the Bluffs, though, and I keep saying this to people, you know, influencers keep falling off the bluffs and they have to put fences up or whatever. Stop going up and taking the shot down. The better picture is when you're already down, like when you're in Bluffers Park and you can see up everything. It looks amazing. Like you can see the whole cliff. That's where you want to do your proposal.
It's not dangerous enough though, Adam. You have to be dangerous.
You're right. And then there's the Evergreen Brickworks.
Oh, so beautiful. Yeah.
Okay, you've been through there?
Oh yeah, I love Brickworks.
Okay, where in there? Like, are you in the, because, okay, if you've never been to the Brickworks, it's right near the DVP on the Bayview Extension, and it's this like area that used to be a gigantic old pit where they dug out soil for bricks. That's what they call the Brickworks. And they've turned it into this eco-friendly, incredible spot where
like
they have kids' summer camps.
Market and coffee. And I would say you probably get engaged like in the front area.
In the parking lot?
No, not the parking lot, but like the...
That's
like where,
the front.
But where like the market is and like on your way, like the first few steps like into the back.
Okay.
Like, yeah.
Because I'm not, also like... Because the pond can smell sometimes and I was like, I don't know.
And also like engaged. All the trails, like there's spooky overpasses over it, right? It's kind of terrifying,
And I've never been to this one either. Maybe producer Jesse or you have, Jax, because you're big golfers. Eagle's Nest Golf
I have
Club.
Driven by it. Actually, no, that's not true. I introed something for sick kids there.
Did you?
Yes, but I didn't get to stay. I didn't get fed and I left.
Would you want to be proposed to there?
No.
Would you want to be proposed to anywhere in public?
No, I don't think so. So this is actually interesting because a friend of mine was saying that they got engaged in bed over the weekend. And I was like, that's perfect.
That sounds great.
That sounds incredible. That's exactly where I'd want to get engaged.
Are you... Okay. All right. Now, let me ask you this, Jax.
Yeah.
Are you looking at a situation like that in your life?
Oh, good. 9:32. I'm definitely with a person that I could see myself with for a very long time. Yes, absolutely.
I
wouldn't. I always, because like, you know, female relationships, usually one is going to propose or. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't be. I wouldn't be upset either way. Like usually I wanted to propose, but I wouldn't be upset if I was proposed to at this point.
Okay, subtle hint.
Like playing with my AirPods. I'm so nervous right now.
Producer Jesse, also in one of those relationships where you're like, hey, will they or won't
they? Is Gabby going to propose or what?
What's the deal?
I don't know. The conversation's been had.
Has it?
Jesse, really?
Yeah. God. A little while ago.
One of my best friends, I know nothing about
you. It's not on the horizon.
I think it should be.
They only have a dog and a condo together. Why would they consider that?
Next thing's a ring.
Let me ask you this. All right. Perfect place in Toronto to get proposed to, not on that list.
Dufferin Mall.
Actually, for you, that's perfect, as I wear my dirty Duff t-shirt this morning.
I love Dufferin Mall.
Real? Okay. All right.
I think it's possible, but when you're doing the edge walk on the CN Tower.
Yeah, you can do that.
A couple photos of people proposing up there. I think that'd be the coolest thing in the world.
Now, what would your opening line be like? I can see the world with you.
I'm not going to fall off this tower, but I fell for you.
Hey, I like that.
Here's what we want to know. Best places in Toronto to get engaged, including bed. Bed can work.
So cozy.
999-999 or 416-872-9999. You know, if it wasn't a pandemic, this would be like wedding month.
Yeah, that's so true.
It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Because we can think about getting together again, we can start talking about engagements. Usually, June is wedding month, and usually, like, all, like, the wedding trade shows come through town. A lot of people's weddings are booked between now and, like, the end of August. So Hotel X, Casa Loma, Trillium Park, Scarborough Bluffs, Evergreen Brickworks, and Eagle's Nest Golf Club are all the people, sorry, all the places where it's supposed to be most romantic to get engaged. But I know there's more than that. What do we got, 999-999, Jax?
All right, so from the 416, got engaged at Center Island in August 2017. We rented a tandem bicycle after kayaking around the island, biked to a beautiful secluded spot on the water. He set up his phone to record when I wasn't looking, just celebrated our 3-year anniversary.
Oh,
I love
them.
That. Also, the island is amazing.
Don't athletic people bother you?
It's like once we swam there and then we ran.
Well, first we did a triathlon and then,
yeah.
But you know what? Honestly, they're probably really in shape and look fantastic together.
They look
good for you.
8 packs, 10 packs. Also, text from the 416. And we were kind of razzing people who go to the Bluffs, but listen to this one. I proposed to my wife 20 years ago at the Bluffs. The day before I went there, I carved "Dorothy, will you marry me?" into a tree. When we went there the next day, I told her that I used to hang out there as a kid and I carved my name into one of the trees and she should go look at it. And then I surprised her with actually what it said, which was a proposal.
Wow.
Yeah, and I guess he went there a couple years ago and it was still there, a little bit overgrown. But yeah, you don't have to hang off of the cliffs like an influencer to do a good proposal, right?
100%.
Right? I love that one. It's really cute.
Now, we've got a call here. You've got a romantic one, right?
Absolutely. Well, I wanted to share with you a good pride proposal story.
Yes, please.
Love.
All right, so I proposed to my now husband at Ripley's Aquarium. And let me tell you how that worked.
Oh,
so
wow.
I love it there so much. I got in touch with their promotions team.
Amazing.
And one of their staff members was able to arrange a scuba diver with a sign in the rainbow reef tank.
Oh. No.
Right? Oh. So my husband, my boyfriend at that time had no idea. So we just go through general admission. We're going through. They need a couple participants in the little information game they're having at the show at the reef. So lo and behold, they already had us chosen because the promotions guy had that set up. So they pick up the play. My husband's distracted. Oh. The scuba diver goes in with the sign. And there's a photographer in the crowd. And it's history. He had no idea. He was crying the entire rest of the trip. And we enjoyed it. It was amazing.
Wow.
I don't know anyone else who's done that, and how fitting, right? A gay proposal at Rainbow Reef.
Yeah. you know what? You are Pride Week.
Yeah,
yeah.
Really.
This is amazing. Thank you so much.
No problem, guys. Have a good Pride and enjoy the rest of your show.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Okay, so Lorde is either putting out new music or casting a big spell. Last night, she put out like a 20-second long video about the solstice. And as we know, last night, we officially went into summer solstice. So this is continuing the theme of her most recent video with the song that she put out, Solar Power. So she's getting very astrology, hippy-dippy, which I love. And hopefully, she's going to be putting out a full new album this summer, which will mark her first album in 4 years.
Wow.
It's absolutely wild. Will Smith is releasing a memoir called Will in November. So this has been in the works for about 2 years. He's working with Penguin Press, and it's going to be co-authored by Mark Manson, who worked on the super big book, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a You Know What. It's going to tell the story about his life, his career, kind of growing up in West Philly, entering superstardom as an actor and rapper, and all the in and outs of that.
Couple things I want to know. Mm-hmm. How honest is he going to be?
I hope really honest, because he's so interesting.
He is, and he's one of the most engaging people you'll ever meet. But mm-hmm. I just, you know, the thing is, there's a couple, like, I want to know the exact circumstances that led to the original Aunt Viv leaving Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
I want to know about his first relationship and his first son, Trey, and then just the two of us. With, you know, and then obviously what just happened last summer with Jada. Is that going in the book too?
I want to know the ins and outs of their open relationship. Like, I have a lot of questions.
Give me details.
About that. Now, as I was mentioning, we are letting the children down. We have not bought enough cookies, it seems. Girl Scouts are having trouble selling cookies. for the first time.
Oh, because they don't go door to door anymore.
Yeah, the first time ever they haven't sold enough cookies. So they have 15 million boxes of unsold cookies. The 109-year-old organization says, of course, the coronavirus, you know, taking the toll on the organization. They really need to sell some cookies. And they do have a 12-month shelf life. So please buy cookies. If you care about children, and you said earlier, the mint chip, what is the mint thin?
The mint thins are the best. You take them, you put them in the freezer, and then you dunk them in milk.
A bold-faced lie, because the vanilla ones are the best, and that's what's trending on Jax.
That is vanilla?
I'm filling in for TJ this week, so I'm going to end it when I want.
We have another Summer Side Hustle keyword for you next, along with trivia. Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Google Smart Home Mini. And trivia is a lot easier this week because TJ's on vacation. So you only have to choose between Jax and I.
That's right.
Which one of us will win the game?
Probably
and
Jax.
So it's 50-50, right? Well, I mean, that's what most people are saying on Jax, let's be honest. A lot of people are like a lot of people from TJ's crew are switching over to me, though, and they're really aggressive. Like, when TJ loses, the people that pick TJ are like, TJ, you really let me down. And I'm already getting like, Adam, don't you dare let me down. It's very extreme. Anyway, producer Jesse, what are we doing today?
So I'm going to be testing your knowledge on music from a decade ago. I'm going to give you two songs, and you have to tell me which one finished higher on the year-end Billboard charts. So which one was more popular?
Okay.
Are you guys
ready?
It's going
to be tough. All right.
Adam, you're going to be up first.
Okay.
Which song charted higher? Katy Perry's Firework or Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO?
It should have been Party Rock Anthem. It was Firework.
Play the correct answer.
Party Rock is
Party Rock. I mean, this song is so good.
It finished the year at number 2. Firework finished the year at number 3.
Wow. I figured because of the Katy Perry name brand, it would have been.
Okay, right.
God, this what a great song.
This was out right out as soon as my brother got married, and it was on like 6 times throughout the night at his wedding reception. It was amazing.
People lost their minds.
Yeah.
All the drunk
girls.
All right, Jax, which song was more popular? Born This Way by Lady Gaga? Or What's My Name by Rihanna and Drake?
What's My Name?
Play the correct answer. I'm beautiful in my way,
damn. All right.
Born This Way finished the year at 18 on the charts. What's My Name? 20.
It's not hard, Jesse.
Yeah,
this is really, really hard.
Really
what the hell?
All right, okay.
Question 3. Headlines by Drake or Bottoms Up by Trey Songz and Nicki Minaj? Adam Wilde.
The song where they actually mention Toronto. Bottoms Up, right? Right?
Is that
I don't know.
Which,
Adam?
Headlines also mentions Toronto.
Okay. But other than Drake. He mentions Toronto in every song.
Just answer the question.
Are these the Canadian charts or the Hot 100?
Hot 100.
Like what?
It's important.
I'm
going to go with Trey Songz.
Play the correct song. Bottoms Up,
bottoms up, it'll see you. I remember being at a show, and I forget, I think he opened for Usher, and then, he mentions Toronto, and then the crowd just lost its mind when he did the Toronto thing. I'm like, we are such suckers for ourselves. Anyway.
I forgot that you always have a story every time.
I'm just trying to make things interesting.
Jeez. I'm just joking, my love, I'm just joking.
All right, Jax, which song charted higher in 2011? Just the Way You Are by Bruno Mars or Super Bass by Nicki Minaj?
Ooh. It should have been Super Bass, but unfortunately it was Bruno Mars.
Play the correct answer.
What?
Hey, at least when I tell my stories, I'm right.
Jack's wrong again.
I don't even want to talk.
2 questions left. It's currently 1-0 for Adam.
All right, we're not doing so great on this.
Which song charted higher? Please Don't Go by Mike Posner or Price Tag by Jesse J?
No.
Price Tag, for sure Price Tag.
Play the correct
Really?
Yes. Please Don't Go finished the year-end charts at 91. Price Tag finished at 93.
Wow. I didn't even know that this was a real song until it came out on TikTok this year.
Yeah, well, I think it's charted higher now because it's bigger on TikTok. Wow, okay.
This is to tie the game up.
Come on, Jax.
Oh, no.
Which song charted higher? Dynamite by Tayo Cruz or We Found Love by Calvin Harris and Rihanna?
Dynamite.
Play the correct answer. 'Cause we gon' rock this club. We gon' go all night.
Remember when Tyo Cruz was a thing? What happened to that guy?
I don't know.
He had two big hits and then just poof, gone.
I don't know what he's doing now. I haven't thought about him in a very long time.
I know. It's just him and his leather jacket and his sunglasses. That's all I remember.
He was pretty hot though, wasn't he?
I think he was.
Okay.
So, as our tie-breaking question, because you guys tied at one each.
How many followers does Tyo Cruz have on Instagram?
How many followers does Tyo Cruz have on Instagram?
Oh, my God.
His verified Instagram account that has zero posts.
Oh.
Jax, how many followers?
1.2 million.
Adam Wilde?
3 million.
112,000.
Oh.
You win!
Hey, if you pick Jax, we're going to call you back. Make sure you pick up the unknown call that we make, okay? All right, we want to hook you up with this Google Smart Home Mini.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A lot of people asking, what's the point of getting fully vaccinated if I can't do anything differently? Well, as of July 5th, you can.
Yes.
As of today, there will be changes to quarantine rules at the border. So for fully vaccinating people starting July the 5th, you will be able to leave. So citizens, permanent residents, and other people are already eligible to enter for two doses of this, obviously. But if you can prove you're fully vaccinated by keeping the paper from your vaccine, mm-hmm. there's also going to be a digital copy of your vaccine record, and you upload it and some other relevant information to a government website, you'll be able to leave and skip the quarantine hotel on the way back.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So to confirm, you don't have to quarantine at all, or you just don't have to quarantine in a hotel?
You don't have to quarantine in the hotel, but you also have to prove before you go.
Yeah.
You'll have to have a rapid test done, and or just at least a test done.
Amazing.
And so those who are partially vaccinated or not vaccinated at all must still abide by the full, you know, you've got to stay in the hotel for 3 nights and that sort of thing. And those who are 12 and older, fully vaccinated, will be able to leave. And the other thing is, like I said, you do have to prove before you go that you do not have it, and then prove before you come back that you do not have
Amazing. That's wonderful, though.
I think it's
awesome.
That's
huge news.
Great start.
This has been, the border's been closed for what, over a year?
Well over.
My godmother, like my aunt, who I love so, so much, she's down in Alabama, and like I was supposed to go down right before the pandemic for her 70th birthday. And she's so much fun, and I can't wait to see her. So hopefully if I can get two doses in, headed down there.
That would be really, really great. Now, maybe you can spread some vaccination news down there about how keys don't magnetize to your head.
Listen,
because Alabama is one of the worst states for that.
I'm going to go to Montgomery, Alabama, and spread the good word. That's what I'm going to do.
Just stick a bunch of keys to your head. They actually believe that. If you get the vaccine, keys will stick to your head.
Like, what?
I don't know. You have to talk to your aunt about it.
Oh, my God.
Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How much is too much Taylor Swift? Do you think Taylor Swift thinks about that?
I don't think she has her fingers on the pulse of that at all.
Okay,
no.
So then I don't mean that in a negative way.
No.
But you can, in music, overexpose yourself even to your own most ardent fans. It's possible. Now, really exciting news here is that Red, the album with, you know, I Knew You Were Trouble on it.
Yeah.
Is going to be completely re-recorded,
mm-hmm.
as she has been doing. And she's going to re-release that in November. And that should be spectacular, right in time for Christmas. It's also going to be expanded. We got 16 songs on the original album. There will be 30 songs, including one of them, which one of our text messengers pointed out earlier this morning is probably about Jake Gyllenhaal. Going to be 10 minutes long. A 10-minute long Taylor Swift song.
How do you think Jake Gyllenhaal's doing right now?
I think he's like, fine. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, when she announced it on Friday, I was like, this is like, it's like ripping off the band-aid, you know what I mean? Just out of wound.
Now, but my thing is, okay, so she put out two albums last year. She's done the two re-records this year. There will be more coming next year, because obviously 1989's got to be redone as well, and some others.
Yeah.
And then you would think on top of that, she's probably going to have new music too.
Yeah.
So do we reach a point, and maybe we don't, but do you reach a point with Taylor Swift where it's it's too much?
Yes.
Can you reach a tipping point with that artist?
Yeah.
Because she's one of those artists that is so hugely successful. I'm not actually sure. I don't know.
I love her music. Sometimes she gets on my nerves personally. But I love her music. But even like when we had the second album, because it was Folklore and Evermore, right?
Yep.
Evermore. I was a bit tailored out.
Okay.
And I felt a little bad saying that. But, like, I was like, and it's not because of her music. I just, it was too much. You know, much, like, overstimulated.
Yeah. Okay. And that's the thing is, like, I respect, it's, okay, you know what it is? It's like hanging out with your friends too much.
Yeah.
You ever,
yeah.
I mean, like, not that we've had that problem in a long, long time. But sometimes, like, you'll see it happen again this summer with people actually being able to get together. You see that you haven't seen these people in, like, 6 months. You're like, oh, my God, I can't wait to see you. And then you say maybe you see them 6 times over the next 3 months, and you're like, you know what? I could use a breather.
Like going on a vacation with your friend, and day 6, you're done with them.
Yeah. And you love them.
So much.
But you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to go back home and sleep in my bed. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, Red, re-recorded, coming back out November.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.